What is meditation? Depending who you ask, you will likely find a variety of answers. To put it simply, meditation is the act of cultivating mindfulness to achieve a more relaxed, calm, or mindful state. The cool thing about meditation is that there are many ways it can be done. Just as we are all different people living different lives, our meditation can and should be different too. This meditation will focus on the ebb and flow of our thoughts, rather than clearing the mind. This type of meditation can help inform our way of forgiveness by allowing us the opportunity to take inventory of our current state of being. By understanding how our thoughts are fluctuating in the moment, we can then determine how we can allow forgiveness in our lives. The first step is simply taking the first step. Begin by getting comfortable in your space. This can be done by sitting cross-legged on the floor, sitting in a chair with your feet flat on the earth, by laying flat on your back, or any other accessible space where you are free from distractions. If sitting, begin to find your seat as your sit bones connect to the foundation below you, and sit up nice and tall. If laying down, begin to rock from side to side, finding a comfortable space which will eventually guide you to stillness. Once comfortable, begin to bring your awareness to the space around you. Bring your awareness to any sounds or noises that may be in your space. Simply notice these sounds, witnessing them for what they are. Begin to bring your awareness closer to the body, and starting from the crown of the head, moving all the way to the toes, notice how the body is feeling. Notice the spaces that feel good. The spaces that feel like they could use some extra attention. Simply witness these feelings for what they are, knowing there is no right or wrong. Bringing the awareness to the tip of the nose, begin to notice the sound of the breath. Notice if the breath is short or long, cold or warm, fast or slow. Simply noticing. No right, no wrong. Then begin to deepen the breath. Inhale through the nose. Exhale out the mouth. Two more times like that. Inhale through the nose. Exhale out the mouth. Inhale through the nose. Exhale out the mouth. Now inhale through the nose and feel the belly rise. Exhale out the nose and feel the belly fall. Inhale through the belly, lungs. Exhale the lungs, the belly. Inhale the belly, lungs, throat. Exhale the throat, lungs, belly. Inhale one, two, three. Exhale three, two, One. Continue this three-part breath at your own pace, matching the length of the inhalations to the length of the exhalations, stringing each breath together like pearls on a string. Forgiveness can be both a great challenge and a great reward. By definition, to forgive is to stop feeling angry or resentful of someone for something they may have done or said. Begin to sit with the ebb and flow of your thoughts. Reflect upon a time in which you have forgiven someone or something. How did you feel leading up to that moment? What brought you there? Does the anger or resentment truly go away? How do we know when we have truly forgiven? Reflect on a time in which you have been forgiven for something you have done. How did you feel leading up to that moment? What brought you there? By viewing forgiveness from an objective place, we can begin to reflect upon the times in which we have forgiven and times in which we have been forgiven. Notice the thoughts that may arise as you sit with this reflection, this meditation. By simply bringing awareness to the feelings of forgiveness and being forgiven, we can begin to cultivate radical forgiveness in our daily lives. Begin to bring your awareness back to your breath. Inhaling deeply through the nose. Exhaling deeply out the nose. Coming back to your physical space, bring gentle movements back into the body. No rush, no right or wrong, as you gently come back to your natural breath. Take this moment to thank yourself for taking the time to meditate. As you begin to come back to your space and go about the rest of your day, as you come out of this meditation, perhaps you journal or note what thoughts came up for reference later. As meditation becomes a practice, you may notice how your thoughts and reflections begin to change over time.